This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Today is Super Tuesday, when 10 states vote in contests for the Democratic presidential nomination. Pollsters are interviewing voters as they come from casting ballots and using what they learn to create what we call exit polls. Indeed, that information is already arriving in newsrooms across the country. But no one who subscribes to what's called the National Election Pool is allowed to tell you what those numbers say, not until the polls close. So journalists know something they're not telling you. Now, several online sites do publish leaked exit poll data during the day, and among them is our partner, Slate.com. Earlier, I spoke with Slate's editor-at-large, Jack Schaefer, who says journalists should not hide what they know, although the journalists have very good reason for what they're doing. Better than Jack's, I might add. Anyway, I started by asking him where he gets these numbers, since Slate is not a subscriber to the exit polls.
Alex, I get them the same place that you get them, my email box, my telephone rings with people in the news business calling me up and sharing the numbers with me. Surely in your esteemed career as a journalist, you've had other journalists call you with exit poll data during the day, correct?
I have indeed, but I have followed the professional way that we journalists go by not divulging any of this information to listeners to NPR, because there's a widely held view that if voters know sort of the way trends are going, this will discourage participation in the democratic process. So responsible journalists have decided to withhold this information, and a lot of people look at the practices that you are doing, divulging these numbers, and say, what is wrong with these guys?
Well, it's a clever definition of what a professional journalist is. In your view, Alex, a professional journalist is somebody who keeps to the priesthood of journalists certain numbers, facts, reporting that he has acquired, because he is devoted to advancing democracy. I don't think journalists are in the business of advancing democracy. I don't think they're in the business of increasing or decreasing a voter turnout. I think they're in the business of releasing information. And so I think it's much more professional to go with the facts and the numbers that you know when you know them, provided that you produce them in a informed context. But there's nothing unprofessional about releasing the numbers.
You know, this argument actually started years ago when the TV networks on the East Coast would report election results, and by the time the polls closed in California and even further west in Hawaii and Alaska, the outcome generally of national elections would be known, or at least there would be a very strong idea who the winner would be. And the officials at polling stations reported that there was a drop-off after the news got out about who would win a presidential election. Isn't that really bad for the process?
If it's bad for the process, then the people who are running the process should make some sort of adjustments. You're living out in California. If you were worried that returns from New York State and Florida were going to somehow tip the presidential election, and you didn't want to deal with the anxiety of that on election day, cast an absentee ballot. Or the states could get together and agree, or the feds could get together to agree on a uniformed poll closing time. And I don't know that the exit poll data depresses voter turnout any more than the tracking polls that news organizations are running right up to election eve. I think you're going to see any one of a number of voters casting their ballot for Howard Dean today, even though they know he's dropped out of the race, he's not a contender, but what they want to do is express, you know, their vote for him. So I find the argument somewhat specious, Alex.
You may find it specious. The question is it correct? Do you agree that the numbers show that there is a drop-off in voting if people know the outcome of the election? I mean, that's pretty much common sense.
Why is that common sense? There are a number of different propositions on a ballot in any given election. And what's more, the exit poll data is not perfect. The numbers that we've been largely giving to our readers are 2 o'clock numbers. Those numbers are provided to news organizations, and I provide this context when I write about them. Those give news organizations a sense of which way the election is veering, and helps them shape their coverage. But it's not lock, stock, solid.
Maybe this is just an effort on some members of the press, and I think it really is the majority of the press. The big institutions are holding back these numbers. Maybe it's an effort on their part to try to redeem the image of journalists and indeed journalism itself. Because
I don't think redemption is necessary. I think that, Alex, you might be in the wrong business. Maybe you should join the League of Women Voters and work harder to get voters to register, increase voter turnout, because that's not the job of a journalist. A journalist does not exist to make people drive them to the polls like sheep.
Jack Schaefer writes the Press Box column for Slate and publishes exit poll numbers, heaven forfend, when he can get them on Election Day. Jack, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Glad to be here.